It's Wednesday, November 29th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. North Korea seems determined to start World War III. Stay tuned for my special report immediately following today's newscast. While delivering a keynote address at an event celebrating the 70th anniversary of the United Nations vote calling for Israel to exist as an independent state yesterday, Vice President Mike Pence had an encouraging statement for our ally.
Well, the president sent me here with a simple message that under our administration, America will always stand with Israel. The days of Israel bashing at the United Nations are over.
Plus, as he addressed the gathering of UN ambassadors, diplomats, and Jewish leaders, the vice president had some exciting news.
As we speak, President Donald Trump is actively considering when and how to move the American embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
In Genesis 12:3, God reveals how we should respond to Israel in stark terms. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. The announcement in London on Monday that Prince Harry is engaged to the divorced American actress Meghan Markle was accompanied by statements of delight from Harry's grandmother, Queen Elizabeth II, and his father, heir to the throne, Prince Charles. Quite different from the last time a British royal wanted to marry an American divorcee, reports the religious news service. The 1936 engagement of King Edward VIII prompted him to give up the throne rather than the divorced Baltimore socialite Wallis Simpson. Remember, the royal monarch is the head of the Church of England. The church's ban at the time on remarriage for a divorced person whose previous spouse is alive applied to King Edward. Subsequently, the Church of England has moderated that position. In an emotional interview on NBC News, Reverend Frank Pomeroy of First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas, admitted that holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas are hard to cope with now after a gunman killed 26 people, including his 14-year-old daughter Annabelle, but said that he places his trust in Jesus Christ.
It hurts that I've lost Annabelle, but I also know that he has a plan that I need to continue to carry out, and that's what I do.
Pomeroy has found forgiveness for the gunman and a reason to celebrate Thanksgiving.
It is hard to cope right now, but but I know Annabelle would want the holidays to proceed.
The pastor asked, is it going to be difficult? Yes, but you know what? I am celebrating this great country that God has blessed us with on Thanksgiving and also celebrating the birth of the Savior at Christmas. End quote. Romans 8:29 says, for those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. Have you heard the latest wrinkle in the Roy Moore Senate race in Alabama? According to World Magazine, a retired Marine colonel named Lee Busby plans to launch a write-in campaign. But it gets even more interesting. Busby, who spent 31 years in the Marine Corps, served as a top aide to then-General John Kelly, who is now President Donald Trump's chief of staff. He told the Washington Post that he thinks Republican Roy Moore and Democrat Doug Jones are both unfit for office, adding that he does not know if the sexual misconduct accusations that have plagued Moore are true. But it doesn't matter. Busby said, quote, it has created enough distaste in my mind, end quote. The special election is December 12th. It's official. Arkansas has pulled all Medicaid funding from Planned Parenthood. The original defunding happened back in 2015, but the ruling finally took effect this week after a federal appeals court agreed to side with the decision. The World View spoke to Rose Mims of Arkansas Right to Life about how proud she was of Governor Asa Hutchinson.
We have a wonderful pro-life governor who does what he can to help to protect life by signing our pro-life laws. And, you know, this order that he issued to strip Planned Parenthood of their Medicaid ability, you know, to get reimbursed for Medicaid services for poor women, he did that on his own. We didn't ask him to do that. and he follows the lineage of a few other pro-life governors who, after the video surfaced, you know, showing that they were selling the baby parts of babies that they had aborted. This is action he took. He didn't want any tax dollars in Arkansas going to an organization that kills babies, number one, and then sells their body parts.
YouTube restored Pastor Carl Gallup's channel containing Bible videos only hours after WorldNetDaily.com reported the internet giant had pulled the plug over the holiday weekend without warning or explanation. While the channel has only been up for 5 years, he averages 640,000 views a year. A source inside Google, who asked not to be identified, told Gallup's a, quote, coordinated flagging campaign, end quote, had occurred, which triggered the termination of the channel. The targeted video was titled, A Call to Prayer. While more stores are choosing to celebrate Christmas through signage and advertising, the American Family Association has compiled a list of 18 retailers on the naughty list who prefer the politically correct phrase, Happy Holidays. They include Academy Sports, Barnes & Noble, Best Buy, Dollar General, Family Dollar, Foot Locker, Gap, The Limited, Maurice's, Nordstrom's, Office Depot, Office Max, PetSmart, Staples, Steinmart, SuperValue, UncommonGoods.com, and Victoria's Secret. Stay tuned for my special report on the confrontation between North Korea and the world immediately following today's newscast. Finally, are you tired of the mainstream naysayers who badmouth President Donald Trump at every turn? Well, you need to check out a unique website, thanktrump.us, where the president's 152 accomplishments have been compiled. Listen to just a short list. He nominated a conservative pro-life constitutionalist judge to the Supreme Court, killed the Trans-Pacific Partnership to protect American jobs, withdrew from the Paris Climate Accord to protect our economy, and has overseen a 61% drop in illegal immigration. President Trump authorized construction of the Keystone and Dakota pipelines, boosting American energy independence, slashed 860 federal regulations, saved $1.6 billion on F-35 fighter jet expenses, and imposed a 5-year lobby ban to reduce corruption. The stock market is at an all-time high. Unemployment is at its lowest level in 14 years. And 1.1 million fewer Americans are on food stamps. 9,880 Americans have already sent a thank you card through thanktrump.us. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, November 29th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview special report. I'm Adam McManus. North Korea has thrown down the gauntlet. Despite President Trump's repeated warnings and his threat delivered from South Korea during his recent trip when he said, quote, do not try us, end quote, North Korea launched an ICBM missile, which reached a height of 2,800 miles, remained in the air for 53 minutes, before splashing down in waters 130 miles west of Japan, reports CNN. President Trump delivered a surprisingly muted response.
A missile was launched a little while ago from North Korea. I will only tell you that we will take care of it. We have General Mattis in the room with us, and we've had a long discussion on it. It is a situation that we will handle.
Defense Secretary Mattis said the missile launch demonstrates that North Korea has the ability to hit, quote, everywhere in the world, end quote. South Korea and Japan have led condemnation of North Korea, reports The Guardian. The South Korean president voiced concern that the North's perfection of the ICBM would lead the U.S. to consider launching a preemptive strike. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe condemned the missile launch as quote-unquote intolerable and called for an emergency meeting of the U.N. Security Council. North Korean defector Thae Young-ho warned that North Korea would be willing to sacrifice millions of lives should the United States decide to respond militarily to World War III threats, reports PBS. Young-ho, who served as a diplomat for North Korea before escaping, said recently on PBS's NewsHour, quote, "I think even a limited strike by the U.S. can bring a full-scale conflict on the Korean Peninsula, because all of North Korea's military has been trained to fire back in any way," end quote. And finally, Hawaii will resume monthly statewide testing of its Cold War-era nuclear attack warning sirens for the first time in about 30 years in preparation for a potential missile launch from North Korea, reports Reuters. The nuclear attack sirens, discontinued since the 1980s when the Cold War drew to a close, will be sounded for about 60 seconds from more than 400 locations across the Central Pacific Islands, starting at 11:45 a.m. this Friday, in a test that will be repeated on the first business day of each month thereafter. Island residents would have just 12 to 15 minutes of warning before impact. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.